Today we heard from the Holy Gospel about a few miracles that Christ performed, and we will only take one of them and then say a few thoughts about it. So one of the miracles was that there was a demon possessed who could not talk. And Jesus cast out the demon, and the deaf man talked. So the demon was influencing the hearing of the person, and the person could not talk. Here we can see the relation between the speech and the hearing, but we can also realize something deeper and something different. The human has the ability to imitate with his voice whatever he can hear, but the demon was blocking the hearing. So the demon was influencing something, the hearing, but the result was something different. It was that the person could not talk. And why am I saying this? Because a lot of times we're in trouble with the behavior of our children, but the tempter does not tempt our children so that they will behave in a weird way without respect, or they might be disobedient. The children, they imitate us the same way that the voice imitates the hearing. So the tempter, the temptation of our children, it's not what they reproduce, and if they reproduce something bad, but it is who they imitate, and they imitate us, and they reproduce our actions. So the temptation is not in the bad behavior of our children, but the temptation is inside us, the parents. When the father talks in a bad way to the mother, then the child, in a physical way, in a natural way, he will find it difficult to understand that God is love and that God is our Father, and he will not pay any attention to what the church is and how important the church is. When the parents, they talk about everyone and they bury with their words everyone, then the children, they will have problems trusting others, and they will have problems finding the right person that will be their partner for the rest of their lives. When priority in the family Sunday morning are the sports and not the church, then your grandchildren, our grandchildren, they will become Buddhists, Muslims, or consciously they will say that there is no God. So the tempter does not tempt our children. We are tempted and we destroy the healthy spiritual development of our children. And now let's see the opposite scenario. So if there is love in the family, and when we say if there is love in the family, when we say that we love our children, it doesn't mean that we say that we love our children, but that we don't get upset with them and told them off in a bad way. And when we say that we love them, it's when the mother or the father comes home and he calls them, he hugs them, and the mother or the father says to the other one, "I'm back, my love. Do you want me to help you with anything?" Then you don't need to say anything to the children about love. They feel loved. And then you don't need to give them lessons about trusting their fellow men. And you don't need to give them lessons how to feel security and not to be stressed. The love between the parents is enough to get inside their hearts and to make them responsible people, people that they will be able to handle if anyone does something wrong, people that they will be happy, and people that they will be whole personalities as personalities. When the parents amongst them, they talk with respect about their fellow men and they don't judge others, then the children, they will learn how to respect their fellow men, not to bully anyone else, and not to use their friends. And if the parents get their kids from a very young age to the church, because they will not themselves prefer to sleep, but they will prefer to go to the church. And if they get them used to having Holy Communion every Sunday and every big celebration, and if they teach them how to confess from a very young age, from the age that they start realizing what their environment is and they start to communicate with their environment, then when they will be teenagers, they will not be embarrassed to go to the church or to go for confession or to stay close to God and to believe in God. And they will have everything needed to develop themselves a Christian family. As I told you, I just said a few thoughts to understand that our weaknesses and temptations, they become like the demon-possessed hearing of our fellow men that the Gospel talked about today. And we have responsibility about that, because our example, which is like the ill hearing, does not stay just with us, but it destroys the talk, it destroys spiritually the development of our children, and our children, they cannot communicate with their fellow men, and they cannot communicate with God, who is their own creator.